Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Come, come, my dear. What's the matter?
Who are you?
I told you. My name is Edward Hyde. I'm a friend of Henry Jekyll's.
But he told me you were away.
So I was. I've been out of town for some time, but I came back, as you can see. Come, you're quite unnerved. If I hadn't had the presence of mind to fling my coat over that lamp when you dropped it, you might have caused a serious fire.
You frightened me.
I can quite understand that. If you were expecting the godlike Henry Jekyll, I'm not much like him, am I?
Not much.
Come, come, my dear. Am I as bad as all that? Can't you bear to look at me without a shudder? See, I'll light another lamp in this room and you can take a good look at me. See now? How's that?
Go away. Don't come near me.
Tut, tut, that's not very nice of you. After all, you're enjoying my hospitality, you know.
Where's Henry? Why didn't he come?
Our dear, good friend Henry Jekyll has been detained. Social engagements, I believe. You know how these things are with our young gentlemen of fashion.
But he said he'd come at 10 o'clock.
And you've always found him reliable in the past? Not the first time you've waited in vain for him to keep an appointment with you, is it? Still, he did have the grace to send me. And his apologies.
This is his way of getting rid of me, isn't it? He knows it's either stay here or go back to prison. I might have known he'd do something like this.
Oh, no, this is entirely my own idea. You misjudge Henry if you think he wishes you any harm.
Of course, he's never done me any harm, has he? It wasn't him that tricked me into coming up here to London, promising to send me money, coming to see me. It wasn't him that drove me into taking that job in Red Mick's dance hall, was it?
And he regretted it.
Regretted it? Sends his apologies, I suppose, like he did tonight. That's Henry. Nice and charming. And false as they make them.
Be careful what you say about him. He's my friend. I know Henry Jekyll. He wouldn't hurt a living soul.
Oh, you mad.
He's a saint, you hear? No one can say a single word about him.
Then they don't know him like I do, that's all.
He does good every day of his life. Think of the sick people he helps, the poor people he gives food to, the children he sends away for holidays.
Henry Jekyll does?
Yes, Henry Jekyll. But you drag him down because of the folly of his youth and his human weakness. You destroy all this. I'm not a handsome fellow like Henry, am I? Take a look in the mirror there.
No.
Come on, don't turn away.
Take your hands off me. You're hurting the back of my neck.
I want to see your face up against mine.
No.
See. There we are. Beauty and the Beast. You haven't lost your looks for all that you've been through.
Let me go.
Not till you've had a look.
I don't want a look. You're idiot.
Pale, aren't I? As though I never saw the sun. And there's something wrong with my forehead. Deformed, some people would call it. And my eyes, they slit upwards. And they're small and mean and set too close. But my mouth, that's the worst part of me, don't you think? Did you ever see another mouth like mine? Or those teeth? They're more like fangs, aren't they?
Yes.
And have you noticed my hands? Not a bit like Henry's, are they? He's a large, firm, white and beautiful. But mine, they're more like the hands of an ape. Hairy and knotted and hideous, but strong, so strong. See, I can place them round your throat like this.
Yes, take them away, take them away.
It's all right, my dear. It isn't my intention to strangle you. Not yet.
Let me go. Let me get out of this.
Where are you going to, my dear? Remember who and what you are.
Yes, that's right. I got nowhere to go. I'm a wanted criminal. It's either prison or you.
Come, come now. Am I so terrible? Am I worse than those warders?
Did I tell you about that?
Henry Jekyll and I are the closest friends. We have no secrets from each other.
And you wonder why I hate him. He brought me here on purpose so that he could send you. But he'll pay for it. I'll make him.
If you so much as try to harm him, if you say one single thing against him, I'll take that throat of yours in my hands and I'll crush it to a jelly. Come here. Fool, stop your whimpering.
You're here alone with me, and I intend to keep you here. Wipe your eyes and fetch me that decanter of wine.
I've had enough of talk.
Addison, I'm awfully sorry to trouble you at such an hour, but I'm at my wit's end. Do you happen to know where Dr. Jekyll is?
Isn't he with you, Nurse Peters? Well, he had dinner here, but left early, saying he had to be down to see a patient at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock? Well, I don't know anything about that. The clinic shuts at 5 o'clock. Dr. Jekyll wasn't expected down again till 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Was there some special case he had to see about?
Not that I know of. But I've come now because of little Johnny Burke.
Oh, the little boy who was knocked down this afternoon?
Yes. His mother came along to him in a terrible state. It's taken a very bad turn. I don't like to say without Dr. Jekyll seeing him, but it seems to me like internal hemorrhage.
Good heavens. And can't you find him?
No. I went to his house, but none of the servants have seen him there since about 9:30.
Oh, that'll be after he left here. Did they try in his laboratory?
Yes. He did go out there, but the whole place is in darkness now.
Then what will you do? Is the little boy very bad?
Very bad indeed.
Oh, that's terrible. Can't we get another doctor?
Oh, no, Miss Artisan. No other doctor would come. It's Dr. Jekyll's case.
But supposing he dies?
No other doctor would come.
Oh, then we've got to find him. If you wait a minute, I'll come with you.
But where can we look?
Well, he told me he was going to see a patient. We can look in his case book. There may be something there to help us.
Yes.
Anything wrong, Margaret?
Oh, Daddy, this is Nurse Peters from Henry's clinic. A little boy who met with an accident this afternoon is very ill, and we've got to find Henry.
But you're not thinking of starting off at this hour of the night. It's close on 11.
But the little boy is terribly ill. He must have help.
And what are you going to do?
We're going to Henry's house to see if we can find out where he is.
Margaret, you can't do that.
Why not?
Let me send one of the servants round with a message.
I'll be all right, Daddy. Nurse Peters will be with me.
I insist that you take either John or me with you. You can't go out unaccompanied at this hour of the night.
Very well, Daddy. You come. And tell John, too. It's a good idea because he can be looking in one place while we go somewhere else. Oh, Daddy, he's such a dear little boy. We've got to do what we can to save him. Don't you see that?
That's Henry's work, not yours.
Henry's work is my work, Daddy. Don't you understand that much?
No, Miss Addison, Dr. Jekyll isn't home. He left here soon after 9:30. And he hasn't come in yet.
But where did he go?
I've no idea. He left by way of the laboratory.
The laboratory?
Yes. You see, there's a door that lets him out onto the street by a back way. He often goes out that way, miss.
But look, I can see a light there now. He must have come back again.
I believe you're right.
Daddy? Nurse Peters, yes. He's here.
Where?
In his laboratory. The light's just come on in the upper room, in the window, see?
Well, you wait in the carriage with Nurse Peters, and I'll go out and get him. Will you take me through the house, Poole?
Yes, Mr. Utterson. Certainly, sir. Come this way, sir.
Thank you.
Tell him it's urgent, Daddy.
My dear, I imagine Henry knows more about the seriousness of internal hemorrhage than you do.
Just follow me, Mr. Utterson. I'll bring a lamp and light you across the courtyard. It's a very bleak night tonight, sir.
It is indeed.
heaven's name,
what's that?
Who? What's happening in there?
In there, sir. I don't know, sir.
Someone's being strangled, surely. Oh, quickly. We must break in the door.
Oh, no, sir, no, sir. I wouldn't do a thing like that, sir. I couldn't. I wouldn't know how to explain it, sir. It's part of Dr. Jekyll's work, sir. That's all it is, sir.
What? Those cries and groans? Part of Dr. Jekyll's work? Then what devil's business is he engaged in?
I don't know, sir. But he's given me the very strictest instructions that none of the servants but me is to come over here. And even I'm not to break in, no matter what I see or hear.
I see. It's stopped now. There's silence.
Yes, sir. It's always like that, sir. In a few minutes, one or the other of them will come out.
One or the other? What do you mean?
Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde, sir.